Since it opened last September, the documentary Waiting for Superman, A Call for Action to Improve Public Schools, has gotten a lot of buzz. Oprah featured it. It was number 9 on Time Magazine's Top 10 Everything of 2010 list. It's also on the short list for the Oscars in the documentary category. It has drawn criticism. Education scholars like Diane Ravitch say it's propaganda for charter schools and, among other failings, doesn't take into account the many out-of-school factors that go into a student's performance. But director Davis Guggenheim is no stranger to criticism. He won an Oscar for the 2006 documentary An Inconvenient Truth. Waiting for Superman's main focus is on 5 kids who enter lotteries for the long-shot chance to enter charter schools because they face limited opportunities at their public schools. We also learn that every year over 1 million students fail to graduate from high school, that among developed nations, the U.S. ranks 25th in math, 21st in science. Jeffrey Canada is one of the people we meet in the film. He's president and CEO of the Harlem Children's Zone, a company that creates charter schools.
Kids look at the world and they make certain predictions based on the evidence they're receiving from their peers, from their parents, and from their teachers. From their perspective, the world is a heartless, cold-blooded place because they realize they've been given the short end of the stick and they don't know why.
A scene from Waiting for Superman. Here Now's Emiko Tamagawa sat down with director Davis Guggenheim when the film first opened. We want to bring you their conversation. Some things have changed. For instance, Michelle Rhee is no longer the chancellor of the Washington school system. She resigned in October and now heads an advocacy group for educational reform. But much has stayed the same. Guggenheim began by saying that though he'd made a previous documentary following public school teachers in their first year, he wasn't sure he wanted to make another one about schools.
It's a storytelling quagmire. Yeah, the public school system is so confusing and so full of thickets and wormholes that I don't think I could do it.
And this is something, and you're very honest about this in the film, you send your kids to private school.
That was a breakthrough. I had said no, essentially, in August. I was in Martha's Vineyard, actually, on the phone. I said, you know, and then I came back home to L.A., and it was first day of school, and I'm packing their lunches, and I'm shoes, backpacks. Like in the movie, I talk about this ritual that we all do. And I pack them in the minivan, and I start driving, and I start counting the schools, the public schools that I drive by. I was like, you know, I'm part of the problem. We're not going to fix our schools unless people like me change their behavior. Like, I'm doing what's right for my kids. But what about other people's children? How do I get people to care and fight for other people's children the way they care and fight for their own? And I have to start with myself. So I wrote, the first line I wrote was, every morning we do this, every morning I drive past 3 public schools. I take my kids, betraying the ideals I thought I lived by.
One of the ways that you make this film accessible, you take a lot of information, and yes, there's a lot of cartoon information and ways of telling people statistics that are fun, but the heart of the film is the 5 kids.
I don't know what college I want to go to, but I know I want to be a teacher.
I want to be a nurse. I want to be a doctor.
How come?
Because I would like to help somebody in need.
Where did you find these kids, and what about their stories appealed to you?
It's actually impossible to find any family with kids that aren't in some way struggling to find a great school. It seems to be like that new inherited thing that you're, you know, no matter what neighborhood you live in. I wrote this in the movie, no matter what neighborhood we live in, each morning we take a leap of faith. You know, who's going to teach our children this morning? And so I wanted to look, I wanted neighborhoods everywhere. I wanted, you know, there's a little girl, Daisy, in East LA. There's an incredible boy in Washington, D.C., Anthony. And there's this girl in Northern California, white middle-class family. This family bought a house in a great neighborhood thinking this school would be great.
And, of course, they enter this lottery for a charter school that will improve their education. And one of the most powerful things that you do is you see that each of these children is entering a lottery, you know, how many applications there are for the school and how many openings. And it's really disturbing as you start to see how much the odds are stacked against these 5 kids.
Yeah, it's the odds are stacked against them. And as the movie goes, it's very suspenseful because the number of spaces tick down. And you're just on pins and needles hoping that Anthony gets in and Daisy gets in. You want them all to get in. I was at a screening last night, and I was taking this film, you know, in many different cities, and I had a woman come up to me and say, I have a charter here in Philadelphia, and I have over 1,000 people applying for 50 spots. That's how great the need is. There's families out there that are desperate for a great school, and we do not have enough great schools.
In this documentary, we see the teachers who have gone into the running of charter schools or who have gone into the management of teachers' unions. We don't see as many day-to-day teachers. Was that a deliberate choice?
It wasn't deliberate as much as, you know, I made that film. It was about, the first film was about how teachers are heroes to me. This was a film about the kids. This is about kids trying to find a great school and the system that the adults have built for them. And it really is kind of, Michelle Rhee has this brilliant thing. It's like, you know, oh, I get it. You know, the system has been built for harmony amongst the adults. It kind of works. You know, it's a great jobs program. People are set. Contracts are in place. But the end result is failing way too many kids.
Michelle Rhee, of course, is the chancellor of the D.C. school system. Another person who appears in the film, in fact, often appears at odds with Michelle Rhee, is Randy Weingarten, the head of the American Federation of Teachers.
Right.
She has been quoted in news articles about this film. Her accusations, I mean, she has a couple of accusations, the probably the primary one being that it puts charter schools up on a pedestal and it demonizes teachers.
I made a decision that I would be tough on all the adults, starting with myself. You know, I'm tough on the centralized bureaucracy. I'm tough on the litany of politicians that have said I'm the education president. And I'm tough on the unions. You know, we're not going to fix our schools unless people who are in these entrenched positions, including myself, move off of self-interest and start putting kids first.
Do you see a day where you would be comfortable sending your kids to a public school?
Yeah, my wife and I talk about it every day. We talked about it last night. When we moved to our neighborhood, we're in Venice, California. We visited the neighborhood school. We looked at its scores, and it just wasn't there yet. And this May, we went back to visit that school, and they have a new principal and a new energy around that school. And our youngest will be ready next year, and we're hoping the school will be ready too. So, yeah, I mean, that's our dream, is to walk down our street holding her hand and walking her into our neighborhood school. That would be our dream.